Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who the Bruins will get in the first round, Toronto Maple Leafs, and we'll talk about that tomorrow morning with Mike Milbury on this show at 8:20, and Red Sox front office report for this week tomorrow at 9 with Craig Breslow after a rally by the Red Sox. And then what we call the blow it at the end routine.
He must be looking forward to that. Craig Breslow. Yeah, I'm sure
probably,
he's pumped.
Probably very excited about it. Can't wait to get on tomorrow.
Maybe build a better team.
We will get to Courtney in the news coming up at 7:45. And then what are we doing with Chris Curtis at 8:30 on this morning's show? But right now this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a brief back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where would you like to begin this morning, Sean?
Well, Gregory, let's begin with LeBron James. It is generally all about LeBron, and LeBron was on the shop talking about what award he was most upset that he never won, and he actually ends up comparing himself to Beyonce, of all people.
Okay.
So here was LeBron James.
Is there an award you haven't won that still stings?
Douche of the year.
Yeah, defensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the only award that I don't have in my house. That kind of stings. I talked about this before. Like, it don't make sense. It's almost like what Jay just said about B. How can she have the most Grammys?
Yeah.
But never won album of the year?
Yeah.
So the year I finished second in defensive player of the year award, the guy who won defensive player of the year didn't even make first team all defense.
That doesn't make sense.
That's not even possible.
Okay.
That's a good point. Who was that? Yeah. I wonder who he was talking about.
I mean, if there's anything he does, play defense aggressively.
But how do you
I mean, really, he's known as a defensive player.
Yeah,
really.
But how do you not make first team all defense and then win defensive player of the year?
I don't care.
Guys played it, so if you don't care, then all right. Play the next one, Sean.
No, I don't care about the year, about your referencing.
I'm just asking the I kind of agree with him. Like, if you're first team all defense,
yeah.
How are you not winning defensive player of the year?
So you agree with him. You look at LeBron James and you say, man, that's a guy who plays a tenacious game of defense.
No, I don't look at him like that.
Okay.
But I look at him that, like, when he wants to turn it on, he has the skill and athletic ability to play defense. And if he's talking about that one year where he was first team all defense,
yeah,
he has that capability. It's like we talk about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Like, they defense is just want to and attitude.
Do you look at him as a guy who's hustling back to try to stop a fast break?
No, no.
Because I don't.
Yeah, but defense is just want to and attitude. That's all that is. And if you want
to
do it.
He doesn't want to.
Right. Except for that one year.
He wants to score points.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
I mean, that's a, you know, but don't sit there. Don't whine about it.
By the way, he's lying. The year he finished second in defensive player of the year, the person who won was Dwight Howard in 08-09, who was also first team all defense.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
Wow, he's not being honest.
Well, he's lying about that.
Color me shocked.
Dwight Howard was good that year in defensive player of the year. Yeah. Is that who he was talking about, Shine?
Correct, yes.
All right. Well, there you go.
Okay.
Good job, Shine.
Good. Thank you.
You're right about the Masters.
Because I know who the hell he was talking about.
In Beyonce's case, I think it was Kanye's fault.
Yeah, Beyonce ain't winning no Grammy.
What's next?
Next, we could stick in basketball here. Your Boston Celtics gearing up for a playoff run. They haven't figured out exactly who their opponents are yet, but it doesn't matter. Here is Joe Mazzulla's expectations heading into their first playoff series.
I mean, I think having the expectation that a series is going to go a certain way. I mean, there's been teams that have gone down. There's been teams that have only lost a couple of games. At the end of the day, like, you just can't have an expectation that's going to go a certain way. It takes what it takes. And the other team's trying to win a championship, too. So you have to have a respect for your opponent. You have to have a mental toughness to withstand things. There's a lot of things that go on within a series. So I think the most important thing is maintaining a mental toughness, maintaining a discipline towards what we do. And then get rid of any expectation of how we think a series is going to go and just be ready to play.
Wiggy, do you think you would know better than us because you played professional sports at the highest level, even though Bill Belichick tried to torpedo you.
Yeah, you know, a little shade. We all do it.
Do you think the players care who they get in round one? Like, do you think?
No, they care.
They do?
Yeah, yeah. You think about that all the time.
Any chance they want the Heat, like, to get through so that they could exercise that demon?
No, I would say that that would probably be the one team that you would go, okay, we're confident that we could beat them, but you always want the easiest route. Like, you always want to have a team that you can look at and go, all right, we should be able to. Just like we talked about with the Bruins, right? You look at the Bruins and what they did this year versus Tampa Bay and what they did versus Toronto. You don't think they're sitting there going, you know what?
We love the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, we love having to go.
Get started easier.
Yeah, and that's no guarantee that they'll win the series, but you just have a little bit more confidence. So if the Celtics are probably going, all right, we'd rather Atlanta, Chicago, or even the Sixers, you know, if we got to play the Heat, we're still confident, but you know, we're not really. That's not a team that we want.
I'm so excited. Timing on this could not be better.
Yeah.
So we can now, Courtney's done an extraordinary job when it comes to the basic brunches that we have done to raise money for the Greg Hill Foundation.
Not me, all your team.
No, let me tell you.
Adam, Meg.
The idea started on the show. We did the first one at Striga for the Patriots game in Germany. It was great.
Well, that was actually Wiggy's idea.
Was that Wiggy's?
No, we were trying to convince Wiggy to like a brunch.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Right. Yeah, that's how that started. But anyway, we are now able, no disrespect to the Swifties, but we are now able to turn Sunday into a Celtics watch party basic brunch.
Yes.
With that game starting at 1.
Correct.
So we will be at the Playwright with you. There are limited seats still available. This is the biggest venue because it's the new Playwright. They redid the whole place. It's gorgeous. So this is the biggest venue that we've done a basic brunch at. So we still have some only bar seats left?
I believe only bar seats left. But their bar is awesome.
Yeah.
There's two bars at this place. We'll be at the back one. It is such a vibe inside the Playwright. I'm so, so, so excited. My family's coming in for this one.
Excellent.
I'm very excited. This is going to be maybe our best yet. So there are a few seats left, and so go to the GregHillFoundation.org to buy your tickets.
I am working on getting the celebrity endorser of the new Yodel product to join us.
It's a tough get. I'll tell you that. Those Yodels flying off the shelves. If you haven't gotten a Boston Cream Yodel from Drake's Cakes, you're doing it all wrong.
You're thinking about making an appearance on Sunday, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, James might have a date, so I'll figure it out, but okay. We will try and stop by. It's all only right. Like a half mile from my house, so I probably should.
Yeah, I can't wait. We are going to sit there at 1 o'clock and watch the Celtics get the playoffs underway. So
I'm going to be booing Missoula, but rooting for the Seas.
What's next, Shine?
We can pivot to football here because the Chargers released a video of Jim Harbaugh on their YouTube channel and him living in an RV park in Huntington Beach. And some of what Jim Harbaugh had to say, man, this guy is super quirky and weird. And so here was some of the video with Jim Harbaugh living life in his RV.
We're in Huntington Beach at the waterfront RV park. This is my Quantum Thor motor coach. Kind of inspired by growing up watching the Rockford Files. Got my DVDs, I've been watching that. Nothing will make you feel more like a dad than when you figure out how to, you know, dispose of the waste. Felt like a real dad. Now, Giro, I said this is a Class C here. Greg Roman.
How's it going, everybody?
You want to see Giro's? Okay, come check it. This. Check this rig out. It's like what the rock bands go around in right here.
I mean, for one person, this beats any hotel room in America. You know what I mean?
Took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Living the RV life, Giro.
Yes, sir.
Kind of cool, I guess. Is he eventually going to get a house?
I'm kind of Harbaugh out.
Yeah. Are you?
Oh, yeah. See, I love it. I think the constant content that comes out of Jim Harbaugh is exceptional.
I somewhat objected when he said the only thing better than his Quantum Thor motor coach was J.J. McCarthy.
Right. Want somebody to ask him, if you believe J.J. McCarthy is this great, why won't you trade Herbert?
I know. Yeah. I know.
Because I would love the Patriots to trade for Justin Herbert, the third pick. That would be sensational. You want to get better quick? Do that.
And I saw like part of it, but he had like the smaller RV though. He didn't have like the giant tour bus RV.
Well, isn't it his mom's RV?
Who has it better than us?
You would think he would have upgraded.
Is he in the same? Isn't it his mom's RV that he's living in until he gets himself a home or whatever?
Might be. Okay. I'm not exactly sure, but Wiggy's right. It is a smaller one. Right. You think a guy with all that money would get like a nice fancy one.
Yeah, you think he'd upgrade a little bit. Side comes out and everything. One of those type of RVs.
I mean, can you ever see yourself when it comes to retirement, you and Mrs. Wiggins, living the RV life?
I would definitely do the RV life.
Would she drive or would you be the driver?
I just hate to drive.
Well, who would be the... Oh, so you'd want Mrs. Wiggins to drive.
Well, we'd have to... I'd like to hire a driver if that's possible.
Oh, okay. Ooh, Johnny Egan.
But then again, I don't...
Yeah, you could get Johnny Monkey Egan.
But then again, I don't like other people driving.
You don't like Johnny Egan?
That
is
quite the conundrum. If you want to hire a driver but don't want them to drive.
It's like I only feel comfortable when I'm driving, but... Then again, it's like, you know, maybe the RV might be a little bit more comfortable driving, bouncing around here and there. I would definitely try it.
Have you and Mrs. Wiggins ever been intimate in a moving vehicle?
In a moving vehicle?
Yeah, you could add that to your list.
No, never in a moving vehicle.
Oh. Stationary?
Yeah.
I mean, knock that one off the list.
Who hasn't done that? I think we all did that at a time we were in high school.
Yeah. Well, there are teachers that are doing it now in Nebraska.
Do you see the update to that story?
What, the mugshot of that lady?
That what her husband did?
Oh, yeah. He's like a high-level government employee or
something? Went to Harvard.
Defense attorney. Not attorney. Worked
defense
for the
defense department?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
No, but did you see her mugshot?
Unbelievable.
She looked very similar to Daniel Jones in that press conference that he was doing yesterday.
He was wired, huh?
Oh, my God.
What was he on? Was he on the Addies or what was it? What was going on during
the
that?
The Addies.
You are the youngest old man in the world.
I don't know if that was the Addies.
I mean, everybody's on the Addies.
Was
now.
He on something?
He must have been on something. His eyes were, it looked like Rashay Caldwell.
Who was the guy that got hired by the Jets, the coordinator, Adam Gase, who had the crazy
eyes?
Oh,
yes. Adam Gase.
That's what it reminded me of.
That was just the strangest press conference I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, the pupils were pupilling.
yes, they were.
It's like when Seinfeld and...
Is that the medical diagnosis?
And Jerry gave their money to that one CPA. It's like, wait a second here. Why are you making so many bathroom runs?
Yeah. All right. Well.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anyway, yeah, that mugshot, that woman, that teacher that we talked about the other day, the Nebraska lady,
yeah.
Who was found nude in the car at 3 a.m. with her 17-year-old student, mm-hmm. The mugshot was not complimentary.
And Shime has an apology he has to get to.
What, really?
He has to apologize to LeBron.
Uh-oh.
Why is that?
Because he was wrong about, LeBron was talking about the Marc Gasol.
Well, I saw, it was what?
Marc Gasol year that LeBron was first team all defense and Gasol.
So he
second.
Needs to be clear then, because then he's finished second twice, because I literally Googled it and it says James placed second was 08-09.
That apologize.
But he really didn't have a chance to beat Orlando Magic star Dwight Howard, who earned 105 first place votes.
He was talking about the 2013 when Gasol won it.
I'm sorry I listened to Shime and called you a liar, LeBron. You were not lying.
See, there you go. Apologize.
I also didn't know he finished Defensive Player of the Year second multiple times.
And first a bunch of times. Might want to apologize, Shime.
He didn't finish first in Defensive Player of the Year.
I mean, first team all defense. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
First team all defense. Just apologize.
No, I'm not going to apologize. I wasn't wrong.
Yeah, you were.
Nope.
Courtney, was he wrong?
I mean, Shime and I have made up, but yes, he is wrong.
I Googled, when did LeBron finish second in Defensive Player of the Year? 08-09 came up when he lost to Dwight Howard. So
is on you if you're saying he's lying to prove that never happened.
Or he could have just said that it was Marc Gasol.
No, no. And he said he didn't finish second. He finished first team. So you should have Googled, when did LeBron finish first team and lost to a guy who finished second team? So you were wrong for that.
No, I Googled when LeBron finished second in Defensive Player of the Year.
Saying I'm sorry feels good sometimes.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't feel sorry. I wasn't wrong.
It's cathartic.
That's it.
There's a song about it. Mm-hmm. Well, several.
One of the diehards last night was saying that all of us are too hard on Courtney on this show.
That was John.
Said that Shime is an instigator, in a sneaky way, when trying to get you flustered, and so I don't know if as long as there are apologies being offered, Shime, if you feel like you owe Courtney one.
That's two apologies, Shime.
Yeah. He didn't respond to Quinnipiac and their video of how to pronounce it for the incoming students.
Yeah, I got tired of being right.
And I feel like I'm the nicest to Courtney.
You are.
Thank you, Courtney.
No, and
he said you were an instigator also.
No. It's just coming from Courtney.
John was really focused on Shimon.
Right.
Kurt Dog.
Yeah,
that's what Roosevelt was calling Curtis. Kurt Dog.
Roosevelt, great guy.
Great guy.
Drives a truck every day.
Yep.
Listens to the show all day, all morning. Love it. Great guy.
And his son was awesome, Brooks.
Right. Up and coming shortstop.
Yes. But he can play whatever you need him to play.
He'll play whatever you need him to play. Up and coming shortstop in the East Lynn Little League.
Yep.
Or Babe Ruth, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we got to take a break. Good time with the diehards last night at Fenway. Courtney and I loved it. We'll do it again in May, and we'll be back with the news and an unfortunate incident of Shake Shack rage, which led to near violence at Assembly Row.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.